Here's the thing, on the line from, believe it or not, the South Pacific, is our very own Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, lovely to have a chat with you. It's about your oncoming tour, huh?
We're on a cruise at the minute, on our way, really, to Sydney, and we're looking forward to the tour. We start, of course, New Zealand, but we'll be there with you in March.
Well, it looks to me like, because I've just been looking at your tour dates, you're going to be a busy chap for a while.
We're doing, you know, a long time now since we were in Australia. We were there in 19 and we were planning to come back in 20, but as most of everything else, that all changed with how the world, you know, what happened with COVID. But, you know, we're looking forward to coming back and seeing and meeting up with everybody again.
Well, that's good, yeah. So you'll be over in Australia. Will you be in... you're actually coming to the Opera House in Sydney. That would be very good for the folks and very handy venue to get to as well.
We were on the Opera House many years ago, one of the first times we came, but it would be lovely to you know, play the Opera House again. I mean, it's such an iconic building, and every time I go to Sydney, I go down, even though I've seen it 18 times, I always take a walk down and stand and look at, you know, the Opera House from across the Harbour Bridge and vice versa. It's quite a view to see, and I always get my picture taken, so it'd be nice just to be in looking out.
You're a very popular man, and you've been on the go for quite some number of years, Daniel, and that's wonderful. People really, really do love you. How do you get your enthusiasm going? Because obviously, you work hard.
Well, you know, I suppose I've always enjoyed the music, Barry, and I've started out. It's over now. Funny enough, yesterday it was 43 years since I started with Mark, my sister, and her band. And my reason for starting was just the enjoyment I got from singing. And I still get that enjoyment. I still, you know, there's something about the opportunity to sing that just fuels me. And when we're down through the years, we've travelled, you know, extensively, not least here or there with you in Australia and in New Zealand. So the audience is, I suppose, a big part of it too, you know, the reaction and the participation and the enthusiasm of the audiences. And, you know, you can't but be fueled by that, you know.
Well, that's right, yeah. I've seen you quite a few times over the years, and boy, you cover every corner of that stage. You don't take any prisoners. You work really hard, so you'd have to be reasonably fit in order to do all that stuff, huh?
You know, I suppose now the time is coming when maybe I have to pick my steps, you know.
So you keep out of the dark corners, huh? Well, we love your latest album. How lucky I must be. I've played it on several occasions, and I will do so again after. Can I just ask you, you know, you've been doing this for a while. Do you ever get the jitters when you go on stage?
Always. Every time I go out, you're always nervous. I mean, until you get out, just like you get out, and then you relax. But there's always that wee bit of, you know, apprehension, or whatever you want to call it, you know, before you go to the stage, or before I go out to the stage. And I don't know why that is, you know, because a lot of the people are coming time and time again, and you know that they're there to enjoy themselves. But I suppose it's adrenaline or whatever it is that gets you that way.
But you know, see that? If you lose that, you may give up performing, because that, I think, is an essential part of, an essential ingredient.
I know, you say that, don't know.
Do you ever get any peace and quiet? If you're out and about, do you disguise yourself? Do you grow a nice big ginger beard and a green hat or something to make it less obvious?
And didn't I do not? I don't mind people, you know. No matter where you are, people are not expecting somebody that I know, you know, in that respect. But now if people come and speak to me, I enjoy it, you know, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But I suppose that was down through the years, what was important to it. It really, you know, was something I enjoyed, was the interaction with people.
Right.
And getting to know people. And you know what, at this stage, and it's amazing that I can't be much further than home when I'm in Australia, New Zealand, doing concerts. As you know, it's a long way back to Ireland. And, you know, to be able to go out on a stage in these countries and look out and recognise, you know, a good few of the audience, that's, you know, you can't put a price on it.
And, you know, Daniel, the Irish are everywhere. 50 years ago, I arrived in this country, and the first person I spoke to in Darwin was an Irishman, and I was devastated because I was trying to get away from them.
Amazing how the Irish have travelled, really, I suppose. You know, as well, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of the people from home come to the shows, and I suppose the about what we find here, you know, in Australia, is that a lot of the Australian people enjoy the music too. You know, they may not have a connection with Ireland at all, but they just enjoy that type of music. And I suppose the country music is always popular in Australia too. So there's that connection too with what I do. You know, there's a good bit of country music in it as well.
I think we're very fortunate to be Irish, because I think we're reasonably well liked around the world, because we haven't done too much harm, thankfully, to anybody anywhere through down history. But anyway, that's another story. One thing I want to ask you is, how do you get your ideas for your songs? And when you form your songs, do you have the same crew that helps you sort of put it all together?
Well, I have, you know, the band. I have a band traveling with me, and Kieran Mitchell, he's the music director. He's, you know, fantastic. You know, he's very, very, I suppose, forward thinking. He's a young fella, and I have a, I mean, when I started out in 86, when I started sort of getting known in Ireland, I formed, or a band was formed for me, and that band was together more or less for 30 years. And then some of them, I took a break in 2016, or 15 and 16, and the band then that I had, I'm sure they were tired. And then I started, you know, getting, I suppose, younger people. I used to be the youngest on the stage.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, I'm the oldest, or near enough the oldest.
Yeah.
So I'm surrounded by a group of young people that have, I suppose, they have a different way of looking at things, but I enjoy it immensely. I enjoy the approach that they have. So they're, you know, they give me, you know, they sort of lift too when I'm on the stage.
Yes.
And Kieran would put the music together, and, you know, we use videos and things just for different songs, all of them, for some of the songs. So it kind of, you know, it just makes the show. So they're a very big part of it all.
That's excellent. Listeners, we're listening to Daniel O'Donnell. He's talking to me from a boat. I hope it's not the Titanic. Out in the South Pacific. What's the best and the worst times you've ever experienced on tour?
Well, I mean, there's countless good times. I mean, I can't begin to say what's the best time. I mean, I think any day that I get out and do a show and you have that, you know, interaction with the audience is fantastic. I don't know that I've experienced bad times. I can't say that there have been bad times. There was a period when I had a bit of trouble with my voice in 91 going into 92. That was a difficult time. But, you know, for the most part, I've been extremely fortunate. So I don't know that there's anything I could say negative towards it all. I've enjoyed it. I never felt, you know, that there was things that I didn't want to do that I had to do. So, you know, I've been lucky for the most part by it.
You're actually a positive person, and there are negative people and there are positive people, and you're very much positive, and I believe that's the only way to go through life. You mentioned your voice. Obviously, it's going to be working harder than ever. And do you do any sort of voice exercises to sort of warm it up, or do you just depend on the thing?
I do a wee bit of exercises every day when I'm on tour. Sure, I'd be steaming with a steamer thing, and, you know, all sorts of things just to to keep the voice going. I had a COVID a couple of times.
Right.
You know, since I came out of the world. And, you know, that's a strange thing. I wasn't very sick at any time, but it kind of left me that sometimes my chest, my breathing is a wee bit, just a wee bit shallow, more so than it used to be. And every so often you get a wee bit caught up with that. Because of that, I do a lot of, you know, steaming and before the show. So if you came into the dressing room, it might have me head up the water.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, mate, it's really lovely having a chat. It's been far, far too long, and let's hope it's a bit more regular. And, mate, you will be so very welcome by your fans all around the place. I don't think you need to worry about that. And we look forward, certainly, to catching up with you. And I, of course, will have already mentioned your venues and will do so again in the very near future. And we do look forward to seeing you and listening to you and having a really nice evening. And you rest up because you're going to be working really hard and enjoy your cruise and we'll look forward to your next time you land here, which hopefully is not very far away, thank God.